Welcome to BG Times 3, the internet's only source for video game news and trivia.
Welcome to BG Times 3. Tonight on the show, you'll find out what it's like to be a fly on the wall of the voice actors' negotiations. Nintendo finally hits a Switch on their home console division, and we try and build a better MMO. With me, Mr. Giant Shock.
What's going on, Dan?
Mr. Max Barracuda.
How's it going?
And I'm your happy host, Rise Like Phoenix. First, as always, we'd like to talk about what's going on, fellas. What's new this week? What are you playing?
More of the same, man. Horde mode. In Gears of War.
Yeah, that's a game you can't put down. I didn't expect you to be playing much else.
Yeah, I was playing the story mode. I took a break from that, and we got really into Horde mode. And I mean, it's just so much fun. Like I like the aspect of the team base. Like build a base and defend it against like the I think Gears of War has the best horde because like there's so many like unique things that could fucking attack you.
Every time I see that thing with no legs or whatever they call it,
the come at you.
Yeah, the thing with the huge monster hands.
And where it like opens up at the middle and it shoots a bunch of fireballs.
Yeah, it's a carrier or something.
That thing, bitch, though.
Every time I see it, it just scares the shit out of me, though.
The worst thing is the Snatcher, man. It walks around and it like throws acid on the floor.
Yeah,
and,
but it's the coolest to take down. You know, get your buddy back or whatever like that. That's pretty cool.
That's the thing that eats you, right?
Yeah, it's a bitch to kill, though. It won't die.
You should be able to chainsaw your way out of it.
That would be fun, too.
Well, think it'd be bitch, then.
A little code up, up, down, down.
It would just be eat me. Like, all right, good.
I don't know, man. All right, what are you playing, Max? Is that all you're playing, Giant Shark?
Yeah.
All right, Max, what are you playing this week?
This week, the Telltale Batman Episode 3 came out.
Okay. So is Penguin still not tickling your fancy?
Still don't like the Penguin.
All right.
They're doing
some weird things on the Gotham show with him, too, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. He's part of a power couple with the Riddler.
Yeah, he's gay for the Riddler, so that's fine, I guess.
It's a weird gay couple. I don't like
it. Yeah, it is a weird gay couple. I would rather have seen, like, Bane and someone where the roles are a little more definitive. They're both kind of
top bottom.
They're both a little wafy.
Yeah.
So for some reason, I think the Penguin's the top. He's like he's got more money.
Not so much in the show. Anyway. How's the Telltale doing?
You know, it's episode 3 of 5, and I still feel like it hasn't gotten anywhere.
So you should be deep in the story arc right now.
There's not a lot of Batman. To be honest, this thing was 2 hours. I laid down to play it, laying on my couch. I fell asleep within 20 minutes.
Oh.
But then it ended really strong. So it's uneven. That's what I'm finding.
Yeah, hopefully there's a big pop at the end. I know Telltale usually builds up that first story and then you're in it. You know?
That's kind of my problem with it. I still think it's fun. It's got a lot going on.
Wolf Among Us was like that. It was a good...
Wolf Among Us had me from day one.
Yeah. Yeah, it had you waiting for the next one.
It really dropped us in this world, but...
Maybe they're relying on the fact that Batman will just kind of push it through.
Yeah, and you kind of already see the strings of what's going to happen. Like, they put a twist at the end of this episode that was good, but you know Harvey Dent's acting all crazy because he's going to be Two-Face.
I hate that. You know, I hate it when they do that.
If you know the Batman lore, you're already kind of one step ahead.
Who doesn't know the Batman lore?
Everyone knows the Batman
lore. My son's 3 years old. He knows. He'd be like, Harvey Dent.
Well, it's like when Arkham Knight came out, and they're like, who is the Arkham Knight? And, like, 6 months before, we were both, like, Jason Todd.
Yeah, we both knew it. We didn't want to throw out a spoiler. But especially since even if you didn't know it, some of those little things he says...
Oh, he calls them old
not,
man.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
They're not...
You know exactly who this is.
Not fooling anybody.
So, yeah, I'm going to keep playing this thing till the end. Only 2 more episodes to go, and hopefully it ends well. Mm-hmm. Because it left off in a place where next episode should be good. A lot less boring, talking to Lucius Fox kind of stuff.
Lucius Fox is boring. Oh man.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
I don't even want him in there.
One too many like emotional conversations with Alfred.
And I don't even like Alfred in the games anymore.
And then the single most awkward sex scene between Batman and Catwoman ever.
Awkward?
Awkward.
What are you, this like 2-pump jump type of awkward or like?
No, just the way it's animated.
Can't figure out how to get the latex off?
You're using like the dialogue options to try to be seductive, but all
are you pumping like with the analog?
You press X. Yeah,
it wouldn't be the first time I pumped a lot in Gears in God of War.
That's true. You did. That was like a button pressing.
Showed Aphrodite what's up.
I'm about to get some pussies. The one thing I would want to say, right?
Yeah, but they didn't give you that option. Batman's kind of
they didn't give you the option to be a chauvinistic jerk. Like, come here, baby.
Yeah, nothing. You thought Batman would be a little more alpha in the bedroom?
No, I guess not.
Hmm. Wow, he's a little cry, little whiny baby. And why would you think?
And it comes out on the scene.
Catwoman.
Oh, does it?
You could be like, you have two options. You either bang her or you're like, no, you're with my friend.
She's with
Harvey Dent in the game.
Oh, so it's Selina Kyle? It's not really Catwoman?
No, it's Catwoman. Full on Catwoman.
But you know that she's with Harvey Dent?
Yeah. When you meet her as Selina, she's with Harvey Dent.
Did you bang her?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't that go against the Batman code?
Oh, but he's turning into Two-Face anyway.
No, dude. No, in the Batman comics with that, I mean, we're a video game podcast. I don't want to get too hardcore into comics, but he was banging Barbara Gordon.
And that was, wasn't that
that was fucking, Robin? That was his main man's girl.
We're having a bros before a host, Batman.
And there's a scene where she's just like, I'm pregnant, and he's like, I'll make sure to congratulate Dick, and she's like, I'm 5 weeks pregnant, and he just got back this week.
He was like, I was talking about my dick. Yeah, yeah,
when I get home.
There you go, bud.
Good job, Bat Dick. Anyway. Anyway, moving on.
You might want to get that flushed out of you, though.
Yeah. Moving on, I am playing the Wind Waker HD remake for Wii U.
That's a good one.
It's fun. You know, I got my kids involved into it. They're all jazzed up about it. Now, I have to say that I was hoping that the controller allowed me to do the nunchucks, baton, and stuff like that. There's really none of that. I can either use the Pro Pad, which is the little controller that kind of looks like an SNES controller, but yeah, it's like a regular home console controller.
The regular controller.
Or, of course, the pad. I'm using the pad. It's a little easier to have my map down there, and the controls are just clunky as fuck. Like, I wish they would have done a little more to it. They tried to have it motion control somewhat with the pad. Like, I can aim the bow with the pad, but it's so fucking awkward. You don't do
it. No, that pad is just unusable.
It sucks. I mean, I love the game, but they could have done so much more with it, and they didn't. The only cool little aspect...
It's a remake, right?
Yeah.
So you've played through it already, and you don't...
Yeah, like 11 years ago. Yeah. Yeah, but it still takes a long time. It's a long game. Anyway, the one cool feature that I did want to talk about was that Nintendo's not known for their online abilities, but what they do is everybody knows who Tingle is. I'm not going to explain that. He's an annoying little elf that follows you around. Yeah, I know. He's in it.
I hate Tingle.
They have Tingle bottles where you write a little message on your Wii Pad, and then you throw it into the ocean, and I have the feature set up where I can collect Tingle bottles, and it's kind of heartwarming, I guess, where I pick one up and it's like 5-year-old Michael wrote today, you know, an hour ago, so I know he's playing it on Sunday and my kids are playing it too. Hey, you know, here's a sweet picture or whatever of a, you know, it's just like a little kid edition. You know, he'll take a picture, like, stick it in a bottle, and then it'll show up in my world on the
what if adults
ocean
a graphic and bad
they world. Haven't yet. I saw a little bit of it with the Yoshi world.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some of the stuff that Yarn was doing and what Yoshi's Woolly World is just foul.
How long before they're just straight up dick pics on these things?
You can't take a regular picture. In the game, the little Zelda guy can take, well, he's the Wind Waker, I suppose, can take pictures
of
scenery and shit. Yeah, dude, come on. You're not...
Oh, what about text? Can you write text on it?
Yeah, you can.
What? All right.
Haven't seen anything foul, man. All little kid stuff. Yeah. So, good... I don't know if that's due to a great filtration system by Nintendo.
They must have something in place.
They do. I'm sure they do. But
Mario.
Things get out of hand quick. Anyway, great game. It's just like it's been for the last decade.
One of my personal favorites.
Yeah, me too. I've really been looking forward to the news this week. Now, you guys ever go home and, like, you have no food and, like, you're just trying to scrounge around in the cabinets and you find, like, a little something?
Yeah.
That's what this show is like every week for me with the news. But you ever go home and you know you got a fat meal waiting for you, you can't wait, and it's good, it's just like warm, and like whoever you're living with has just warmed it up for you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what this week was like with the news. So let's hit the news.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Take it away. I don't mind.
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B square.
Thank you.
people haven't heard, Nintendo has launched an announcement trailer for their new system, the Nintendo Switch. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. I love it. I love the look of it. What do you guys think about the Nintendo Switch? First impression.
First impression, watching the video, I was digging it. I thought it was a cool idea. Further reflection, like, can't we just have a system?
I know, you know, that kind of happened to me too. The first time I'm watching, I was like, oh, that's cool. That's cool also. Oh my god, this is so innovative. And then maybe a couple days later, I started just kind of leaking out a little hate. I don't know, you know?
Well, once it all, the excitement settles down and you start looking at the specs and everything.
Well, the specs aren't out. I have a bunch of little things I want to go over. So first and foremost, for people who don't know, the Switch is a cartridge-based system.
Like that.
At home, it's much like an average console. First glance, the controller looks kind of like a traditional controller with its placement. There's no nunchucks or Wii Pads, and it's got an analog stick located to the top. Left and bottom right, buttons in the bottom left and upper right, like a regular controller. Now, sorry. Was it cell phone?
Yeah.
That's all right, friend. Okay, I got cell phone too. So anyway, the difference is it is actually a portable console. Now, when that happens, it's a tablet.
It's
basically
essentially a docking station.
For the tablet.
For the tablet, which...
And when you pull the tablet out, you take the controller, you slide it in half, and you attach them to the sides of your tablet, and you can walk around with it. And again, those controllers can come off and then flip sideways, and then you can play two people to one screen. So that controller is very versatile. It also comes with what they're calling the Switch Pro, just like they call the Nintendo Wii U Pro whatever, which is like a regular controller, which is like what 90% of us use.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, of course, I'm going to pick that up instead of the sliding controller. I'm not in love with all this sliding.
A lot of options there.
I'm not in love with just putting all this shit, you know, sliding and turning. It's not like a fucking Bop It.
It's a Transformer.
You know? It's going to be like kind of like how the Nintendo cartridge, remember back in the day, it would break and you'd have to like stick another Nintendo cartridge in there
blow on
it.
No, it's a docking system for an iPad, yeah, basically, but not really.
The cartridge thing, to kind of help you out with this,
it's minuscule. It's small.
The controller. Well, you put the controller, the Switch, it has like this big, like, it's like a handheld thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, you put that into like the little base and then that also,
yeah, but you slide the controllers off the side so that it's just the tablet part. You stick it in and then you slide the controller together. So yeah, that's your controller.
But the base is what's connected to your television.
Yes.
Right.
So I'm seeing that if you keep taking
it. Am I going to have to blow into the tablet to pump it in?
I think we've come a long way since the 80s.
And it was the spring mechanism that really fucked up more than anything.
I'm just saying that's like a new added thing that could fail on the system itself.
I'm more worried about the side controller.
No, I have a dock for my regular iPad. I'm more worried about the sliding of the side controller.
What happens if your controller gets like a button starts sticking? Like,
you got to replace
the whole. You got to get a new one. Same thing as with an Xbox controller or a PlayStation controller.
Can you buy the controller or do you have to buy a new...
I'm sure they'll have
that. That's a good question, because right now with the Wii U, the controller or screen is the deciding factor, and you can't buy an after party one, obviously. So that's a valid question, but I imagine that if you broke the tablet part itself, you're donezo. If you break the docking, you might be able to get another dock. I don't know.
It's like,
but
it's
the dock's like, really just a charger and HDMI port, what I understand. Unless it's got like some kind of Terra memory, which would be great. But
but if you lose like your computer charger, that thing costs like $70 to replace.
Yeah.
How much would a fucking...
How are you going to lose the dock? You going to lose it?
No, you could break, motherfucker.
Yeah. All right. So then you got to cough up $70.
So can any system.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's less likely. You have the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One. You pretty much plug them in HDMI, put them on whatever you have. You put your game systems on, and then you never touch it again. This is like more of a, like, you pick it up, you're constantly taking the controllers off, you're taking the thing out, you're walking around with it. There's a lot of abuse it could take.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess.
I see the tablet suffering more damage than anything.
Yeah.
And again, the controllers, you slide them in and out, and on the commercial, they looked a little dinky.
So, I mean, they have a little spacer in the middle so that it's not just, like, right next to each other. But, yeah, they are a little dinky. I'm going to go over some of the problems I have with it later.
This is a Japanese design thing, right? They expect the person to be very, very, like, careful with it, place it in nicely. You know,
well, most Japanese 20-somethings that live alone don't even have HDTVs yet.
Well,
so
saying,
this HD TV, just the fact that the screen is HD is going to be a big seller for them.
The elevator's in my building, right? You press the button at a kiosk and then go to the lettered elevator. It breaks a lot because in America, we press it, the elevator's not immediately there. Keep pressing the button, so it fucks up everything. So that, like, it's a culture shock where, like, I'm sure that they expect us to, you know, softly place it in the thing
to be respectful.
Yeah, and then a kid who, you know, is 12 years old is like, "Fuck, I don't care." Boom, you know. I'm just thinking that, like, the constant in and out of the system could really.
But that's the same thing with any iPads or anything. You're just gonna have to replace it. Yeah, I'm not sure if you're gonna have to replace the entire system, and but I guess so.
Also going to remain to be seen how delicate this thing is. We're making a lot of assumptions here.
Yeah.
Fifths and busts.
Lil Wayne could be pouring champagne all over this bitch and nothing happened. Yeah, I don't fucking know. What specs? So I got a couple of the specs. They're unconfirmed, but technically they're confirmed. Technically, we pretty much know.
Okay.
Definitely cartridge-based. It looks like the viewing area for the tablet is going to be 6.2 inches.
It's a good size.
Yeah, it's a reasonable size. Mm-hmm. For a penis, is that what you're talking about? Because you're looking at me.
No, I meant for the screen.
Suspect. Oh, okay. All right, for screen too, I guess.
It seems small, actually. I guess because the Wii U
smaller than me, if that's what you're...
No, but the Wii U pad's bigger than that, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It seems...
I don't know. That's the specs that came out on the webs today. I never got my hand on it. I don't think anyone has yet.
Like, an iPad itself is only, like, I think, like, 8.5 inches or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's an iPad Mini.
So it's like the iPad Mini, which is a good viewing size. 10-point touchscreen, which is excellent, which is comparable to most smartphones at this point, but not the Wii U.
It is a touchscreen?
Yes.
It's confirmed?
Because they're all unconfirmed specs, Pete.
In that video, they didn't touch that thing once.
No, they didn't. They didn't. 720 res. And
what?
Yeah, kind of weak. But like I said, in Japan, they don't even have 720 res TVs. A lot of 20-somethings.
They need to make that shit in America, bro. Like, or different country, or Korea.
You think we should start making them and shipping them over there?
If they don't have the power to build a system that could support the technology of this generation, they need to change.
They
the
don't
game.
Need it. They have they other do things. Need it.
The reason why they've come out. This
why don't they work 21 hours a day?
What?
They work like 21 hours. You never saw that documentary about that dude?
No.
Working over there. Oh, he just works and then goes home and has a quick meal and then works.
But look, the last three systems they made have just been subpar.
Yeah.
I think
this is probably their last ditch effort here.
Also, quick to note, it's going to have a native compatibility with the Nintendo Amiibos, just like the Wii U.
Well, yeah.
So you can just put them on the pad.
That thing's a cash cow.
Wasn't this thing supposed to be called the Nexus?
The
that
NX.
Was a working title.
The NX. But that was a working title, which they often change. Remember the Xbox 720?
Yeah.
Which I like better than the Xbox One.
The GameCube was originally the Dolphin.
I don't remember that shit.
Yeah.
That's a much better choice, the GameCube.
GameCube's better. 720 was better than 1, though.
Well, it's like a movie. You don't announce the actual title right away.
Well, I mean, you know that the system after that was going to be called the 1040, right?
Yeah, I mean, if they would have kept going, I would have played ball. I've been all right with it. Tony Hawk comes out. He's like, nobody does the 1040 but me.
Shut up, old man.
A lot of concerns have been addressed already. Many, many concerns have not been addressed. The number one thing that people had a problem with the Wii U, not even the graphics, it was the games.
The games.
So they quickly threw out a list of 48 third-party developers who have promised they are on board with it.
Yeah.
Including Activision, Capcom, EA, Sega, Square Enix, Ubisoft, and Bethesda.
That's promising. I mean, in that trailer, they show Skyrim.
They do.
I thought that was an odd choice.
They don't have any of the games. Epic Games has also announced that there are games that will be utilizing the Unreal Engine 4 on the system, so it's got to be powerful enough for that. No official games announced, but in their haste to support Nintendo, some companies have already kind of slipped out a few games, like Just Dance 2017, which I don't care about. Project Sonic 2017, again, I don't care about that. Dragon Quest 10 and 11 will be cool. Now, in the reveal trailer, we did see a bunch of stuff. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, which was promised to me on the Wii U and was half the reason I bought Wii U.
Should have been patient. Nothing's good on the Wii U.
A potential new installment of Super Mario and Mario Kart we saw, Splatoon. And we also saw NBA 2K and the gaming equivalent of Sleepy Time Tea. Skyrim made an announcement on there.
Ah, that's how you sell a system. You remember this thing from 3 years ago that everyone already had?
Yeah.
We got it too.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's awesome that they got all the games of 2012.
Yeah. Really heading up the pack.
To tell you more, the Backstreet Boys.
PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 are super jelly.
So, do you guys have any concerns?
Hard drive.
Yeah.
That's going to suck, man.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah. You sound like the investors now. I want to say financial news. It was up 4% the day before when they knew the announcement was going to be made. And the stock is now down 7% directly after. Investors are furious that the Nintendo didn't go mobile. Because remember that? Remember last year they were talking about a Nintendo app?
Yeah.
And they made us all sign into the Mii World or whatever like that.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think they're going that way at all now.
I don't know. I just don't see it.
They said that there will be more handhelds. So this is not handheld / home console. This is, at first and foremost, the home console with secondary capabilities to be carried around. But they will still be coming out with a new handheld.
All right. I mean, I don't play the handhelds.
That's their cash cow. But also, this thing doesn't fit in your pocket. So
I don't know if this is true, but I heard the battery life isn't great on it either.
Okay, so here's some of my concerns that I wrote down that I want to talk about. First one was battery life. And second one was hand in hand with that. Is there going to be a portable charger, or do I have to stick it on this dock?
Mm-hmm.
I heard the exact opposite. I heard that Nintendo is coming out with a phenomenal battery for it that's going to blow our minds.
I hope so.
But again, is that going to have to be supercharged by the dock only? Because if I want to be able to take this on vacation, that's kind of a big deal. Bringing this around in everyday life for me, not a big deal. I'm not going to be riding the fucking train with this thing. It's too big to fit in my pockets, even though JNCOs are coming back, technically. I don't want it.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's too big. That was the PlayStation Vita's problem. It was a little too big for my pocket, as well as most Americans, and that's kind of why it didn't do great. It was a pretty cool system, I guess, but it was a little too big. This thing's much, much bigger.
Unlike a DS, which is pretty small.
Yeah, but even that, I mean, honestly, mobile gaming for me is quick little missions like Angry Birds and you know, things like that.
Stuff you play on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing it at the DMV or like during my lunch break or something. I'm not trying to get immersed into this thick game. Right. I mean, do I wish that I was carrying Wind Waker around with me so I could kind of play it
again
if I'm waiting for a bus or some shit? Not that I ride the bus. But
this is not targeted towards you, though. It's not targeted towards 30-something. It's targeted towards, like, a 12-year-old.
Well, I'm wondering, who is exactly the target
who are they
going to...
A kid who put it in his backpack.
Yeah, but where are they
going
to bring
school?
They're going to take their whole home console to school? Where are they going to play that?
In lunch, man. Like,
nah, man.
On the bus. All the places you weren't
forget
playing?
That noise.
Why? If you were a kid, you wouldn't take that bitch to school?
I mean, I would, but you never have time to play it.
A lot of schools.
A whole system like that?
We talk about, you know, every time.
And I don't imagine that the schools would be cool with that.
A lot of schools confiscate devices now.
Yeah.
They take your phones and all that.
Whatever.
Look, man, I'm not going to be letting my kids bring it to school. I don't let them bring their iPads to school now.
Yeah, but you're still, your kids are very young.
I know.
They're still under your control. Where, like, you know, they're 12, 13 years old. You're rebelling a little bit, man.
Yeah, my control's never going to be waned or questioned. Anyway, another concern of mine was the controllers adapt for two-person playing. Now, as discussed, it goes on the side, so you have your two analogs as tradition and your 8 available buttons, which is kind of a tradition as well, even though the left-hand buttons, the D-pads and whatnot, never really used. But when you slide it off and you turn them into two controllers, essentially taking away a lot and turning it to one analog per player and 4 buttons. I saw them playing the NBA 2K. Now, Brian, you play NBA 2K, right?
Yeah.
Now, you use the right analog all the time for movement, right? Special moves.
It does, like, the dribbles and crossovers and stuff like that.
Yeah. What's going to happen to playability of these games now?
They're going to play totally differently.
I know. Are they going to go on easy mode?
Not to mention, they show that on split screen, which if it's a 6-inch screen, you're playing on 3 inches.
To be fair, though, the sports games are usually garbage on Nintendo because their control is so different. So it doesn't play. Like the last system was the Wii, right? I didn't play the Wii U. I imagine it's bonkers, too. But the Wii, like, the games weren't fun. Like, it just didn't play right.
The Wii U essentially has a fat controller in your hand. It's just,
that
like,
sucks.
Too big, and it's hard. No, I mean, the touchpad helps out. in some respects, but it's kind of a hindrance to actual action play as far as I'm concerned. Like when I'm, again, with Wind Waker, I was just playing it 2 hours ago. When I'm slashing people, it's like I'm holding that brick in my hand. You know, there's not enough movement available. Even the Wii, when I played the, what was the Zelda game on the Wii?
Twilight Princess.
I was slashing and blocking with my shield. It was a little cooler, actually, than the newer system.
Oh, yeah. Skyward Sword tried to really sort that out, too.
Yeah.
It was still clunky, though.
It was still kind of clunky. Anyway, I don't know what's going to go on with these button assessments, especially since it's reported that they have shoulder buttons. The shoulder buttons are going to be awkwardly located at the bottom of my controller.
Oh, fuck that noise.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
That's not going to work.
Do you guys have any other concerns?
The hard drive. That's a big one
for
me.
Yeah. The game lists, the how different it's going to be playing the games on the Switch compared to Xbox or PS4. Like, why would I want that to be? It's not, right off the bat, you figure it's not going to be as powerful as the One or the PS4.
Not.
Two, the controls way, way different. Right, so it's going to play literally differently. So, like, what's making me want to play, like, say, a game that comes out on all systems, like a sports game or a Call of Duty type game on that system compared to the systems I'm already used to, you know?
Okay, so here was the question I wanted to end this discussion on is, what else could they have done? Because Xbox One and PlayStation 4 are each respectively deciding to come out not with a new system, but with an amped up PlayStation 4. The PlayStation Pro or the Xbox Scorpio. If Nintendo would have came up with something with the specs of them, I imagine no one would have got that system because we're already ingrained with our regular systems. If Nintendo would have showed up and said, hey, guess what? We got all the specs that those guys have, they wouldn't have. So they kind of had to do something different or push the envelope even further. But I'm not even sure if they can do that yet because Xbox and PlayStation haven't been. There's got to be something holding them back.
What they needed to do was to get like an exclusive license that the other two systems don't have.
They have tons.
Like what?
Nintendo property.
Forget that shit. I'm talking about like something brand new. We've played a million Link and Metroid and Mario games. They've been around for 30 years. Like I'm talking about like they need to like get like strictly just Disney or something like that. They can put all the new Star Wars games out or like you know all the Disney properties that they have.
Never happen though.
I'm saying that they need something that like why I'm already set in my we're already set in our ways. We like our Xbox One, we like our PS4. We're playing adult based games on these things. This is more.
You think they should have came out with like a actual brand new adult based property?
Yeah, I feel that they need to forget that whole like they should leave the kiddiness to the handhelds. They kill that market anyway. It doesn't matter if you want to compete in the console market. You got to put out a console market that 30...
I think they're afraid of losing the children's console market.
Even with older systems, with the Wii and the Wii U, they did put out adult-themed games.
Yeah, come on.
They just nothing...
Come on now.
No More Heroes just wasn't a blockbuster.
And it wasn't super adult. I mean, it was...
You were chopping people to pieces.
It was no Manhunt.
No, it wasn't Manhunt, but it was bloodiest game they had.
That's what I'm saying. World. It was the bloodiest game they had.
Mad World was crazy bloody.
Yeah, but if you're not going to have like...
Yeah, Mulan's the bloodiest Disney movie, but it's still a Disney movie.
You have a chainsaw hand in Mad World. You're chopping people to bits.
All right.
I mean, so was Ash in Evil Dead. How like... You know,
well,
how
that's
crazy
not made for children
that?
Either.
Yeah, but that was... You know,
I'm just
was
saying,
goofy.
They put out adult-themed games, and nobody really took to them on the Wii.
They put up their version of adult-themed games.
Yeah, they're bloody as hell. Yeah. Like, I don't know what you're expecting here.
I'm expecting good adult-themed games.
They were fun. I played both No More Heroes.
I've never heard you mention that until right now.
We've done it.
We've
40 questions on the quizzes that you always get wrong. You should maybe start paying attention.
Time.
It's a great game.
Anyway, we'll see how that goes.
Do you own a Wii U?
I don't.
Point.
That's no, the
game set, Matt.
Okay.
All right, you guys want to go into the quiz?
All right, yeah.
Sure. Let's go into the quiz.
This is a test. Pop quiz, hot shot. Test your might. I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bryce's ass so hard. This is only a test.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so since tomorrow's Halloween,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to finish off these Halloween questions this week.
Nice.
More werewolves?
No more werewolves.
I don't think there's that many in the...
No, we pretty much cleared the board on them.
Murder those werewolves.
So you know the rules.
Like I'm a silver bullet.
Yep. I'm the boss in this. I got 20 hit points. You guys are trying to take me down. You just got 15. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, and 3 point questions. 4 categories that you guys can choose from. This week we have vampires.
Oh.
We got witches. We have zombies.
Mm.
And because it's 2016, we got clowns.
Let's get these fucking clowns out of here.
Actually, since Brian technically beat you last week, I thought we'd start with him this week.
He did technically beat me, which is the only way he generally beats me. Technically.
Well, he didn't get first place, but he did get second.
Second best rapper alive, bro. All right.
So what do you want? What category?
Let's do witches, yo.
Want to do witches? Mm-hmm. All right. First question is a 2-pointer.
Mm.
The quintessential witch, Grunthilda Winky Bunyan, is the rhyming antagonist of what video game heroes?
Winky Bunyan?
Grunthilda.
Grunthilda. Pass.
Known as Grunty in the game.
That's a pass. That's a fat pass, too.
Fat pass for both of you?
Yeah.
Alright, that's Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, no. Nope, never got into it.
Yeah, I like that first one. First and second were good.
Never played it.
You know, I should probably play that. I like all the Rare games.
Yeah.
They were good, but it's just one of those games that slipped through the cracks. I'm sure we all have series.
Ikebaya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do zombies.
Zombies. First one is a 3-pointer.
Nice.
What 2005 Xbox exclusive had the titular zombie as the hero and the subtitle Rebel Without a Pulse?
Stubbs the Zombie.
Stubbs the Zombie.
Great soundtrack to that game, yeah.
All right, that's right.
Yeah.
Brian, back to you.
Let's do witches.
What video game protagonist has several options for romantic options? I wrote options a lot in this one.
I know who
options,
this is.
Options, several options for romantic options when it comes to witches. Such
sexy
as Triss Merigold and Yennefer of Vendorberg.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm looking for the character.
Pass.
I went with Yen, but I really should have picked Triss. She's the nice one. I'm just attracted to the bad girl.
What's the dude's name?
Geralt of Rivia.
That's right.
The Witcher.
The Witcher. I still gotta play Witcher 3.
I get this fuck on a unicorn. How about that? How you like that?
I'm just terrified of that eating up my life for a couple months.
Yeah.
Everyone tells me.
Something you can't unsee.
Dan, back to you.
Let's do zombies again.
Zombies. Alright, the main villain of what game, well, game series, is Dr. Zomboss, whose main goal is to get into your house and eat your brain.
I gotta say zombies ate my neighbors.
I was gonna say that same shit.
You both going with that?
Yeah.
Plants vs. Zombies.
Wow, shit. I didn't even know there was a main dude. I know you got the whack job that helps you out.
I didn't think it was a storyline.
It's a very loose storyline.
Oh, I don't remember.
But you always fight Dr. Zomboss and one of his giant machines.
Yuck.
All right, Brian, back to you.
Witches.
Back to witches. I did not expect witches to be your go-to.
I'm going Bayonetta, one of these.
What game series has a long line of witches, including your companion, the morally dubious Morrigan, and her mother, the evil Flemeth?
Darkstalkers?
You're on Darkstalkers?
Yeah.
Darkstalkers, yeah.
Dragon Age.
Morrigan.
Different Morrigan.
Oh, I think she's a vampire.
She's hot.
Yeah. I was blind.
She's technically a succubus, I think.
Yes, she is.
All right, Dan, back to you.
Let's do vampires.
Vampires.
We'll get Morrigan.
Although less well-known than other characters on the roster, the vampire Dmitri Maximoff is considered the main character of what Supernatural series?
Devil May Cry.
Castlevania.
You guys just mentioned it was Darkstalkers.
Fuck! It's not even Devil May Cry. It's only a 1-pointer.
Only a 1-pointer.
Okay.
Alright, Brian.
Witches.
You're gonna be so bummed when there's no Bayonetta question.
Alright.
The twin witches, Kaomei and Katake, are dangerous on their own, and worse when they combine into their ultimate form of Twin Rova in what series?
Soul Calibur.
Chrono
Trigger.
Chrono Trigger?
Yeah, it sounds like a Metal Gear thing, but I'm not going to go pass.
Pass, that's a smart option. It's actually Legend of Zelda.
I don't remember any twins in the Legends of
Zelda. They're Ganon's mom. Twin Rova. You fight her in pretty much every Zelda game. And she's the main antagonist of the Oracle games.
Again, banned with names. Right. What's the one we haven't done yet?
Clowns, and we only did one vampires.
Let's do clowns.
Wanna do clowns?
Yeah.
Okay, what Xbox 360 horror game did you come across a boss fight with Adam the Clown, a dual chainsaw wielding clown who fights you to get on board a roller coaster?
Oh, Dead Rising.
Yeah.
Baltius?
Yeah.
Dead Rising is correct.
Then you got the little chainsaws.
Yeah, what a shitty game. Yeah, that you held on to the whole time. It took your slot, and then you eventually got annoyed. Yeah, and just used it.
I didn't think they were going to break, man. I was just like, yeah.
It's like the best weapon in the game that breaks. Except for if you unlock the Mega Man shit, which is not worth it. Mm-hmm. All right, Brian?
Witches.
Back to witches. Okay. Along with her sister, Jean... What titular witch is one of the last survivors of the Umbran Witches and spends her time slaughtering angels?
Bayonetta, yeah.
You want Bayonetta?
Yeah.
Dan?
I'll show some solidarity and go with Bayonetta.
Finally got your Bayonetta.
Yeah!
Now I'm going to stop asking for witches.
All right. That was probably the final question.
How many points was that one?
That was a 3-point.
Woo!
Worth it!
3-point.
You got one more witch question?
From the line.
I don't know any more witches.
All right.
That was the one I knew.
Back to Dan.
Let's do zombies.
Zombies. Oh, that's vampires. My bad. The DLC for what Call of Duty game lets you play as Danny Trejo, Robert Englund, Sarah Michelle Gellar, and Michael Rooker versus a zombified George Romero?
Oh, fuck, it's got to be... Which one does zombies and which one does the other? I'm going to say pass, but if I had to... Pass.
All right, you pass.
What was the question one more time?
The DLC for what Call of Duty game lets you play as Danny Trejo, Robert Englund, Sarah Michelle Gellar, and Michael Rooker against a zombified George Romero?
I'm going to go Black Ops.
Black Ops is correct.
Mm. Nice.
Well done. Brian, you are halfway to victory.
Nice.
Dan, you are almost halfway to victory.
All right.
Beating you?
Yeah.
Shit.
You just pulled ahead.
Know your witches, bro.
Dan has more hit points than you do, I should add. You took a couple.
Found my witch, though.
You got your witch.
It's not the destination, it's the journey, homeboy.
Yeah, I'm going to go clowns.
Clowns. In what fighting game can you play as Bonker? A big-haired clown who does battle with a snowman, a blob, an Elvis impersonator. Clay Fighter? Baltius?
Yeah.
Clay Fighter's correct.
That snowman's a giveaway.
I knew before that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like Clay. That was a cool game.
It was alright.
I had fun. Fatalities are made of clay and shit.
Yeah.
It was gimmicky, but fun.
Yeah.
Earthworm Jim was in that.
Yeah, and like one of the...
Boogerman.
The sequels, right?
Yeah, Boogerman was also in.
Was it like number two or something?
Yeah. Alright, let's do vampires.
Vampires.
I'm terrible with vampire names. Though. I just call them the vampire throughout the whole game.
Dr. Ferratu.
What's the Rick and Morty? Coach Ferratu?
Coach Ferratu. Wait, that was his actual name?
What game series has a prominent protagonist named Alucard, a half-human, half-vampire, on a quest to destroy his father?
I played this dumb game.
Pass.
Dan's passing.
Alucard, and he was on a quest to destroy his father. I don't remember. Passing.
Castlevania.
Okay.
I was going to say stupid Castlevania.
Alucard.
I was going to go with Castlevania, but I was like, eh.
Easy way to remember. Alucard is just Dracula backwards.
Ah.
Brian?
Clowns, man.
Back to clowns. Mm-hmm. In what game do you have the third opponent of the world circuit as the Mad Clown, whose attacks include a bear hug, juggle attack, and a specialty clown hook punch?
Punch out.
You want punch out?
Yeah.
All right, punch out.
Punch out. Technically, super punch out, but well, I'll give it to you.
Alright, well, I was going to say the second one.
Close enough.
Right. SNES Punch-Out.
Yep, that's the one. Dan?
Okay, let's do zombies.
Okay, what zombie-slashing game, starring Juliet Starling, was written by Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn?
Juliet Starling. I'm going to go State of Decay. Because that was right about the same time.
I think you got a little confused because Juliet Starling is the character The game is Lollipop Chainsaw.
Oh. Alright. I didn't play that one. You played that one, I know.
I forgot her name. She was hot.
I mean, it's just cheerleader with a chainsaw.
Sucked
a it was a good cosplay, bro. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
Right. I didn't play that one.
It's fun. It's a fun couple hours. Alright, clowns. Alright, what clown-like first-gen Pokemon can create invisible barriers with its fingertips, much like its namesake?
Wait, what? What's the question? Am I trying to name the Pokemon?
You're trying to name the Pokemon. Right. What clown-like first-gen Pokemon can create invisible barriers with its fingertips, much like its namesake?
It had to be like a psychic one, right? Like,
yes.
Oh, is it just the head with the fingers, man? I forget. I'll pass.
You're gonna pass?
Mr. Mime.
Mr. Mime is correct.
That he just had a head and fit in hands, right?
No, he had a whole stupid
body.
No, he
looked like a clown.
Yeah?
He had this hair that popped out the side.
They had an episode.
I never used him in the video game.
Nobody uses him.
He's a real creepy looking one.
It's yeah.
A real creeper. Yeah. All right, who goes? Who picked clowns?
I pick clown.
Let's do zombies.
Back to zombies.
For change.
Two more zombie questions to go. What game's undead nightmare was caused by filthy prospector Seth Briers stealing an Aztec mask from the Escalara Catacombs?
Wait, what game?
What game's undead nightmare was caused by filthy prospector?
Red Dead. Red Dead.
Red Dead?
Yeah.
I agree.
Both of you? That is Red Dead.
Yeah.
Put it right there in the name in the question for
it's
you.
It's kind of lackluster, that particular DLC.
You think?
I was into it.
All right. Brian's still maintaining the lead.
Clowns.
And also, you're a question away. You're 3 points away from losing. So play carefully.
What about winning?
Well, you got more points against me, but you're low on hit points.
Well, how many points am I away from winning?
Five. Three away from dying.
All right.
What are you going with?
Clowns.
Clowns. Okay. What violent 1988 side-scrolling shooter has you killing drug offenders, including a knife-wielding clown named Kinky Pinky?
Loaded.
Loaded?
Yeah.
Okay.
Narc.
Narc is correct.
Oh, 80s. Fuck.
88.
It was that. Oh, it was wrong, different over the head game.
There was it wasn't over the head Narc. It was side scroll, kind of the way that you know, animation makes it look like real people.
They were playing the Ninja Turtles movie, the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Dan's pulled into the lead. You need four more points to win.
Hmm.
And you pick the category.
I want to go zombies, but I just all the zombie games are blending in now.
We have one more zombie.
I realize there's too many zombie games.
Let's go get
there.
That last zombie.
All right, let's do it.
Clear that shit.
You got a double tap.
All right, final zombie question. What 16-bit era game featured two teens, Zeke and Julie, saving people in their neighborhood from zombies created by the evil Dr. Tone?
Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Both of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Correct.
I knew it was there.
Do we got more clown questions?
I think we got one more clown. Yeah, one.
You gotta polish off the witches, bro.
I got my witch.
One final clown question. I'm just gonna warn you, it's a three-pointer. You don't get this,
I'm out.
Dunzos. The two-dimensional, clown-like Dementio is revealed to be the true villain rather than Count Bleck in what 2007 Mario game?
Pass.
That's a hard pass.
Is that Paper Mario?
Super Paper Mario.
Yeah, I remembered it was one, but they have like.
If you said paper, splash, I would have given it.
Alright, well, passed.
Because it's close enough.
Yeah.
Alright, clowns are done.
There's too many Paper Marios out there for me to throw that out. Alright, let's do. What do we got?
We have no more zombies, we have no more clowns, we're down to vampires, and one more witch question.
Gotta go with the witches. Quick, around the room, who's the scariest witch you've ever seen?
Witch?
Yeah. Bette Midler?
Bette Midler.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah?
She's so gross.
Correct answer was Angelica Houston in The Witches.
Yeah.
That actually scared me.
Terrified.
That's a good one. Actually.
Alright.
Alright.
The Blair Witch.
You never saw her.
Scary, bro.
This one is only for a point.
Alright. So, we're not lighting the world on fire.
Although a witch in name only, and more of a zombie, what game's witch is ultra sensitive to light and has a one-hit kill? So run when you hear her crying.
Oh, fuck.
Who plays that shit?
Yeah. Fuck. Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
Baldius?
Yeah.
Left 4 Dead's correct.
She's annoying, man.
Yeah, she sucks.
All right, the only category left is vampire.
Oh, man, I'm so bad at these fruity names.
And you, Dan, you need one more point to win.
Mm.
Brian, you need two more points to win. And you're,
All right, so we're vampires, then. We don't got another choice, right?
No, he's just giving us an update.
This is it. Final category here.
Mm-hmm.
In what game do you have the DLC Dawnguard, where the player can either stop or join a vampire clan attempting to blot out the sun?
Can I pass or no?
You're on your last hit point. I'll a pass.
Oh, I'll pass, sure.
What are we looking at? 3 points?
This is a three-year.
I'm going to pass, but I'm going to say it's one of those fucking Elder Scroll games.
Yeah, you would have been right.
Yeah.
It is Skyrim.
Ugh. Didn't want to answer it out of principle.
All right. Next vampire question.
All right.
What 2002 vampire game follows a half-human, half-vampire battling the Nazis?
How many half-human, half-vampires are there out there?
Fucking half-breeds. All of them. Every game.
Battling Nazis?
Yep.
Wolfenstein, bro.
2002. Just want to throw that.
Oh, that's a remake.
No. Oh. 2002 vampire game.
Forever ago. Apparently it was so hard to be a half-half back then. I don't know. Pass.
Let me pass.
Fighting the Nazis?
Yep.
Vampire?
Yep.
Can I pass again?
I'll let you pass.
All right.
If I told you the character's name was Rain, would you got it help?
Yeah, Blood Rain.
And you would have got it. All right. Only two more questions to go. Shade Man is a robotic vampire that went from amusement park attraction to villain in what game?
Robotic vampire? Why can't they just be regular fucking vampires?
You'd be surprised. These Halloween questions, I thought, oh, these are fun and easy to find. No.
Shade Man, the robot vampire. That's on Brian first?
Yeah, that's on Brian. Just looking for a series.
A series of games?
Antagonist of the day, man.
Ah. What was the question one more time? I'm sorry.
Shade Man is a robotic vampire that went from amusement park attraction to villain in what game series?
I just don't know.
It's got to be a quirky one, but pass.
I'll let you both pass.
Maybe again. Vector Man?
It was, well, what game does every bad guy have the last name? End in Man.
Oh, shit.
Mega Man?
It's Mega Man.
It's got to be one of them up there, though, man. That's... You gotta be like Mega Man 9.
It's up there, yeah.
Yeah.
It's I don't know. 9 or 10.
All right.
Final question. You guys have to answer this or I walk away a winner.
All right.
The appropriately named Vamp is a knife throwing terrorist with a taste for blood and a rival to what Metal Gear character?
Raiden?
I'm cool with that, yeah.
Balthus? It's Raiden.
Is it Raiden? I knew it was either Snake or Raiden, and it just...
All right, so Dan definitely wins. I lose.
Well, you had less hit points, so I'm going to crown Dan the winner on this. Eyes like Phoenix, out of the ashes, seeking
brotherhood and vengeance. He really shoved it. It feels so good. Best of all time. Feels so good.
A little vindication for last week.
So good.
I had another guy to ride his coattails, man. I would have won that.
Well, we got to get Clint back. You know? Victor was going to come this week. He's probably going to make it next week.
Maybe.
Anyway. So people might have noticed that the news was a little short, and that's because I was going to go over what's going on with the voice actors on strike, but instead I decided that that's fucking boring. So instead of a debate, also, we're going to have Brian play the parent companies, so to speak, and Pete is going to represent the Screen Actors. the Screen Actors Guild. And right. You know what? Let me hit up a quick backstory. This people who don't know. Shame on you for not listening last week, but the Screen Actors Guild voice actors are on strike where they couldn't reach an agreement with the video game companies. They were looking for a couple things. They were looking for a double or even triple in pay when the game sells more than 2 million units.
Well, I got some specs here.
You got some specs? All right,
break down the arguments.
I'll let the union rep take it from here. This is fly on the wall.
Oh, how are we playing it though? Like a back and forth, mm-hmm. or is it just going to be him talking?
No, it's a back and forth.
All right.
All right, I guess I'm going to argue for them.
Yes.
And you're going to counter?
Yeah,
sure.
All right, well, let's start out with this, that this industry has changed after its long history. It has a history of shoddy labor practices, and you as the video game companies need to realize how much the industry has changed since last time we negotiated contracts for voice actors in 1994, when there were no voice actors. You had you want Resident Evil 1 quality voice acting again? So we could go back to that.
That'll be a trouble sandwich.
You are the least important part of the video game. And if I was going to pay someone that kind of money, I was going to get a name that people would actually, I would get a star's name so that they...
We're all SAG members here.
Yeah, kind
of. Yeah, all of them. You want Kevin Spacey? SAG member for your Call of Duty. You want Kevin Conroy for your Batman game? Mark Hamill? SAG members.
When was the last
time North? SAG member.
We made Nolan North. He was nobody until we made
him. You need to take care of the people in your industry.
No, we don't. We could replace them.
Do you know what the demands even are?
Don't care what your demands are. You're replaceable.
Yeah. Is this how this is going to go?
I suppose.
It's going to be replaceable.
Anyway.
All right, tell me why aren't you replaceable? Why is your name in the video game a draw?
You build these games around these actors nowadays.
We build the games around fun.
You build the games around the actors. Who was on the ad campaign for that Call of Duty game?
Couldn't tell you.
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah. What was the worst Arkham game? The one without Kevin Conroy or Mark Hamill?
Troy Baker was good.
Troy Baker was... He was passive. He wasn't Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
So you're telling me if we take Troy Baker or Mark Hamill out of the game, the Batman fans won't play it?
It's going to hurt the sales. Already been exemplified by the fact that Origins didn't make that much money.
How much less did it make?
I don't have that in front of me. I didn't bring it.
Well, you should have brought your stuff then, bud.
Come back next week.
We're walking.
You can walk. I just told you replace them.
Not to mention, the voice actors aren't asking for much.
Well, so what are you asking for?
All right, first of all, a slight bonus, meaning one day's pay. Extra for every game, for every 2 million units sold.
How much do I pay you a day?
No, it's a double in pay.
It's normally...
It's a double...
It's not a double in pay.
Sure it is.
I looked it up right before I came here. You're getting a day's pay.
I'm fairly sure they all want double.
How many days do you work to record a whole game?
Depends on the game.
Give me a break.
Some games have a lot of dialogue.
Normally, any game that has small dialogue, you know, for characters, not the main protagonist,
gets
$825 for a four-hour session, and normally they wrap up with a dialogue in a four-hour session. Continue.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, Mario has a lot less voice acting than Mass Effect.
All right.
So, but
true that.
The point is, if you're an indie, if you're making indie games, you don't have to worry about forking over $900 at the end of the day. Only if your game is a blockbuster. You're not going to end up... Your game breaks records. You're not going to end up paying more than 4 days' worth of pay. Secondly, I got other things here. They want transparency for the games, because right now, actors aren't even told what game they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and their lines they use can be taken out of context. They want a two-hour workday over a four-hour for the... vocally stressful parts, screaming, death rattles, the part that takes a toll, because after they work a day of that anyway, they can't work another job. They need to rest their voice because it's so strenuous.
That's doable, fine.
And finally, it's a
2-hour
session.
Well, they get paid for a full day.
And you get paid the full day.
Yeah.
No. Straight. We made a deal. Stick
in 1994, you made this deal.
All right. So I don't know why it took you 22 years to get together and bitch about it.
Because the contract expired.
Oh, well.
In 2014.
It's like the Guinness factory with that 1 cent rent.
It was a 20-year contract, and we've been here trying to negotiate this for 2 years now.
Here's my thing as the game maker. I don't feel that you, above a random guy, a random actor from Broadway, is that different as far as the content of the game, like as far as the player's enjoyment. Like, okay, maybe I might give some dough to guys like Nolan North, John DiMaggio, because their name brings in fans. Like, the average SAG guy doesn't, though. Like, you know, I don't care. I'll just get a different guy.
It's a standard rate, mostly. And on top of that, too, there's half these guys are not just doing voice work anymore. They're doing mocap work. And they don't even have stunt coordinators in the rooms. They're rolling ankles left and right.
They're rolling ankles?
Left and right. They're just told, jump off this thing. And
so why are they doing it?
Because it's in their, it was in their contract to do it.
So they shouldn't have signed that.
But that's why it's a contract renegotiation.
I'm not renegotiating.
Well, then enjoy your funny sounding Batman.
I will.
All right. We're done here.
All right. So, quick to note, I did change my opinion since last week. I know last week Brian and I were kind of hard on them. I think their requests are much more reasonable now that I've actually done some research on it.
Yeah. In my research, I really do support the voice actors over the companies.
Absolutely.
If they're only getting paid like $1,000 a day or less, then it's not a huge deal to like, you know, pay like at least. Okay, here's my thing. If you're like a person that is the main character, that's fine. But like, if you got to pay every person that rate for whatever, you know, minimal thing they do, then, you know,
no, the rates aren't even the thing that's being negotiated here. It's royalties, and it's only after the game makes a certain amount of money.
Yeah, but
so it's not like
okay. So here's some things I just wanted to throw in to that. First off, knowing the project ahead of time, they're not told what project. Keith Farley, the voice of Kellogg from Fallout 4, worked on it for a year and a half without knowing what game he was working on at all.
Oh, because they could stay spoilers and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, it's like
yeah.
they do with movies. There's like people worked on Blue Harvest. They didn't know it was Star Wars. Like, they give them a fake name.
Yeah, when well, they're saying around
lightsabers. They didn't know. Like,
they're well, saying knew like what Star Wars was at the time. For example, if let's say Tim Daly, the usual voice of Superman, showed up and he knew he was working on an Arkham game, and people saw him walking in, they would know that Superman was going to be part of the new Arkham game, and that'd be a spoiler that would deter from the story. That's the video game side of it. The Screen Actors are saying that if they knew what game they were working on, then that would lend to the performance. And also, they would know whether it goes against their particular beliefs or not. You know, they might be able to read from the dialogue, but it can be taken well out of context. You know, I mean, a guy screaming, oh my God, this is great. You could be riding a roller coaster, or you could be a terrible person raping a pig. I don't know.
Well, like anything, then you're going to have to sign like one of those, you know, you can't talk about the
project. An NDA.
That's fine, or else you're going to get sued.
But the amount of companies that this is affecting, and properties, is pretty big, too. Like, all your Star Wars and Disney-related stuff, they can't use any of those voice actors. You know, all your GTAs and your Red Deads and your Arkham games, all that. You're going to have complete turnover on voices.
Right. Also, Scott Whitlin, the attorney representing the video game companies, had I want to say a financially sound point, but it's not like a particularly compassionate point. He was quoted as saying, voice actors represent less than 0.1% of the work that goes into making video games. So he's arguing with that statement that if they pay them under this new system, it will create a ripple effect that will affect the other 99.9% of individuals that helped bring the game to life.
Right.
And put a halt to the video game world.
I don't know.
All right, here's, as a fan, here's why I'm against it. Because if you do that, and it does do that, then instead of paying $65 for a game, we're going to be paying $90 for a game. Not to mention all the DLC and all that shit. If it's going to cost them more to make it, we're going to get hit with it.
Here's my thing that I always say. Whenever I'm negotiating anything and someone brings up how it's going to affect another aspect, I don't care. Yeah. Deal with that aspect. That's not my problem. My problem is I'm a voice actor who's not getting paid enough.
Yeah.
If those guys want to rebel, that's fine. Right. You can't say that we all have to stay down or the other side will rise up. This isn't, Hunger Games.
Well, here's the other part of that is the voice actors, the reason they're striking is they actually have a union.
Yeah.
None of these other coders don't have a union. Like, none of these other aspects are unionized. That's the only reason they're going.
Well, all right, let's just say as a fan, right, you're happy for these guys, they get their dough, and now you're paying $75 for a game.
Well, they're already nickel and diming us, the whole industry.
You have the choice to do that or not. Like, that's different. Like, you can buy the game and it's still $65.
I, as a part of a union, I can't say that I'm morally with the, well, my price will go up, so fuck these guys. I really can't stand on that ground.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time.
You know, I don't think they make enough. So I think they should make more. Should that come out of my end? Obviously, I don't want it to. Obviously, I don't think that if they're going to pay these guys, let's say, $5 more an hour, then they're just going to raise everybody's game $5.
You know, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry that makes way more money than the
movie. If they popped it up 50 cents and paid these guys right, wouldn't care.
Okay, but here's the thing. Unlike most fields, in like the mid-90s, I was still paying $59.99 for a video game. I'm still paying $59.99 for a video game right now. What else can you say that about?
No, we paid less back then.
No, it was still $59.99. I thought like for a PlayStation game.
Oh, for like, I misjudged the year there. But yeah, well.
You pay for the last like 20 plus years, you've been paying the same price for video games.
Well, there's no guarantee the price is going to. They're not asking for a fortune here.
It's when cost of business goes up, the consumer is going to feel the hit on that.
Well, then the consumer has the right to not pay that.
You're going to just not play video games if they just go up 10
No, to be perfectly honest, we'd probably just play just as many video games. If you would have told me even 10 years ago how much I pay for a movie ticket, I'd have been like, nah, I don't go to the movies.
I don't go to the movies. No, I don't go to the movies nearly as much as I used to.
No, not shit.
It's fucking like every time I go to the movies.
Well,
like,
we have better home systems too.
No,
yeah, I don't.
Well, no, okay, that's comparable. Yeah, I agree with you because my home system's pretty sweet. But also because like every time I go there, if I have a popcorn, a drink.
It's $100.
Yeah, bro. It's fucking way expensive.
Yeah, well, I'm just having a hard time saying like I'm going to spend $10 extra on a game to these guys, especially not every actor is you know Kevin Spacey or even Nolan North. You got these middle of the road guys who need to make a living.
Yeah, and not even that, but they're not going to raise our games $10. You're talking about Call of Duty that sells millions and millions of copies. These guys aren't asking for millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, but you're talking about a corporation, bro. And if they're making less profit, they need to make that up.
They're not making that much less profit.
No, they're making billions off this thing. You could throw nine guys $900.
Nah. Nah, I'm not feeling it.
All right. You're not feeling it.
If I was the game company, the only place that I would throw people more money to would be the people who were actually making the games. Like
and
the
they
coders.
Should all, you know.
I think everyone should get a bonus, frankly, that was involved with the game if it sells way more than projected.
Like I said at the top, like the labor practices in the video game field have always been just completely skewed.
Yeah, if you don't think the CEO of Sony is getting a huge bonus if he flagships a certain movie or a video game,
the top brass gets all the money, and you know all the peons kind of get who'd put in all the long hours don't get anything for it.
Yeah, but who takes the hit when the game fails? The fucking guy
the peons.
No, well,
probably the peons after the CEO dissolves the company to start another company.
So what you don't think the guy who fucking made the Wii U got fucking. Beat up for that? They lost so much money.
Shigeru Miyamoto, I think he's cool.
Yeah, he's all right. And not for nothing, Nintendo stands by the Wii U. They don't think it was a mistake.
The new one?
Yeah,
that thing's terrible.
No, tell Nintendo, man. I have one.
I don't know. I'm not feeling too much.
All right, so you're just not feeling it. That's all right. You're with the owners. Cool, man. That's your point of view.
Support the artists, I say.
Yeah. All right, so now we're going to go into the question of the week, and then we're going to wrap this shit up. Mm-hmm. So question of the week was, what game series, if any, needs a MMO? I wanted everyone to kind of think about it for a little bit, because it did save Warcraft. Warcraft, never really my favorite. World of Warcraft, obviously amazing. So, Max, what'd you come up with?
Yeah, I had a couple thoughts on this, but I ended up, it is Halloween after all.
Mm-hmm.
I want a Castlevania.
MMO?
Oh, yeah. I want them to build an entire Transylvania filled with every kind of monster that you and your squad of monster hunters can travel around. And
but it is a massive multiplayer online. Just Transylvania?
Well, you could do Eastern Europe.
Okay.
You make it a fictional...
Maybe like Frankenstein's over in Germany.
Yeah, like you travel around, fight different monsters of the different locales.
Okay.
You know, you could even do different mythologies. In
Shoddy
there.
Monster Squad. Yeah. As a guild.
Only it's Castlevania. You got your weapon set, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's kind still, of, the name Monster Squad, trademark.
Yeah, that's a good one too, actually. Mm-hmm.
All right, but, I enjoy that.
Yeah, it's kind of just take the... It's a game that's been around long enough and has had a lot of different iterations of it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not take it to the next level?
Yeah, I'm feeling it. John Shock, if you had to make any game an MMO, what would it be?
I never really played MMO. But I'm not sure how they like technically play so much. But I guess Star Fox,
like huge RPGs,
like Star Fox maybe.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I think it'd be cool to
No Man's
like,
Star Fox. I don't know.
Like
Z Factory.
I'm talking about like I know that you get like groups of people and you go on quests and shit like that. It'd be kind of cool to get like a fucking flight crew of like, guys you go and like you know, shoot up shit.
That would be pretty cool, man. You guys start that, as regular animals, and then you work your way up to getting your feet chopped off so you can be Starfine.
So basically, you know, instead of like, you know, Star Fox, Flippy, fucking the gang, I forget the names of this, but Falco, you know, you could make your own character up, have your own starship, customize it however you want to do it, and like, obviously there's quests, and like, oh, like, there's this evil fleet, go destroy them, blah, blah, blah.
Maybe you got to go to Starfleet with a bunch of bozos.
Yeah. Plus, they're not using Star Fox, and he's one of the coolest entities they have, I think.
Well, they just put out Star Fox Zero, and it was
panned. Meh. Yeah. Well, the last Star Fox game I knew of was where he was running around with the staff.
Adventures.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was a long time ago.
Star Fox Zero is a gorgeous-looking game that, just as a callback here, plays like shit because of that goddamn Wii U controller.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think Star Fox unutilized, and I think it'd be cool to, like, build a Starfleet.
Okay.
That'd be awesome, actually.
Okay. Okay, so my I kind of combined Final Fantasy MMO that I played, where there are different worlds that you start with. There's different lands. There's Bastuk, which is in the desert. There's Windurst, which is home of a certain race of animals, and it's like a magical fucking forest or whatever. And all the races can go to different towns, but they're not as powerful in that group of influence, mm-hmm. you know, so you usually want to team up with someone from that area or something. But I want to apply it to Nintendo in general. I mean, like, there is a Zelda world, kind of like Kingdom Hearts. There's a Mario world. You're from the Zelda world. You obviously look similar to the elves and shit like that, but you go into Mario world, and it's a whole different fighting scheme.
Mushroom Kingdom?
Yeah, yeah, and you can team up with little mushroom dudes, you know, little toadstools and whatnot. And Koopas, if you wanted to, I guess. And no one's going to be Koopas. You're going to be fighting the Koopas, but yeah. And there would be Zelda. There would be Mario. Star Fox could be cool. Pikmin is another
ripe universe. You could fly your Star Fox R-Wing to Planet Zeebs and fight the Metroid.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of the MMO I would dream of if I could pick one.
When I was a kid, I used to fantasize about a game with all these characters together, and then we got Smash Brothers. And
which was cool.
I would like to see that expanded as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts is a good example.
Kingdom Hearts is a wonderful example. Hopefully, 3 comes out eventually.
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
One of my favorites.
Something that plays that kind of multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
I could see working.
All right. So that was a question. If anyone wants to chime in on Twitter, that's fine, too. This week, our question of the week will be, what is the ultimate multiplayer game? Is it a MMO that you particularly liked? Is it a fighting game that you like particularly, like the way that they set up the battles? What is it? Why is it the ultimate multiplayer game?
You're looking for a game?
Yeah, specific game that personifies what is the best multiplayer that you've seen. Okay. So that's the question of the week. Is it a versus? Is it a team up? What is it and why? So we'll be talking about that next week. This week, we had a good episode. I think we're going to wrap it up. If you want to contact us on VGX3 Radio on Twitter. Start next week, you're going to be able to go to playtendbox.com, and we'll be on there. I'll be writing as well. You guys can write it too if you feel like it, but I'll definitely be blogging, you know, so we finally get the website up. Also, if you type in vgx3.com, it will redirect you to Playtendbox if you want to be a little lazier, save on some typing. So from us to you, thanks for playing.